Winlock already has read this scripture. Can you move to the introduction, Winlock? Yeah, the title is the title of this message is "You Can Make It Till He Comes." When you look at the title, it's seemingly it's very anthropocentric, focus on man, but actually that title is the answer because, the answer of the statement because. So the passage will tell us indeed that it is really focused on God. When we hear of Corinthian church, immediately we can say it is a carnal church. Quarrelsome, yes. First four chapters, you will see them suing each other, having these personal heroes. There is incest, there is discriminations, and more. So I think when you read this, the whole book, actually, and even the two books, you can say, can these people make it until Jesus comes again? Something like, can they really make it? Can they finish something? Can they accomplish something? Okay, when you change the focus a little bit and look at yourself, for sure, you can say carnality, some carnality there. And of course, more the increasing evil in our time, making it seemingly so hard to live. Yeah. Now the question could be crowding your heart and mind, can I make it until Jesus, until that day when Jesus comes again? Next slide. The answer of Paul actually is a big resounding yes. Yes. The Corinthians, they appear to be very carnal. They can make it until the Jesus is revealed. Yes, even though somehow we see our shortcomings, our weaknesses, and the challenges in the world around us that making it so hard to live and accomplish the things that we think we can do. But the answer of Paul or the passage is yes, we can. So next question, I think, is what is the guarantee? What is the guarantee that the Corinthian believers can make it until Jesus is revealed? What is the guarantee that you can make it until he comes? Okay, let's see how our passage this morning answered this question. One is that they are recipient of God's grace. So the guarantee, the first guarantee is that they are recipient of God's grace. Okay. Verse 4, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus to be revealed. Okay. What is this saying? These Corinthian believers, though they may appear carnal, but there is this assurance and certainty in the heart and understanding of Paul that these people are saved, they are chosen. Because his grace has given you in Christ Jesus, they are recipient of God's grace, recipient of God's giving grace. And in him you have been enriched in every way. They were given gifts. They were given ability to obey or to perform something for God. Even in verse 6, it says, God thus confirming our testimony. So there is a proof that these people are believers. They are believers. God confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any good things. So what is this saying? What is this saying? These people, even though they are carnal, they belong to God. God saved them. They are His children. And we know that when God called us, He says that He called us from glory to glory. So the starting point is to call us for salvation. And it says that God has called us to be conformed to His Son, Christ Jesus. So conforming to the Son, it starts from calling of salvation. So from there, we can say that there is that assurance in the heart of Paul. These people, they may appear carnal, but because they are chosen, because they are saved by God Himself, called by God Himself, then the promise of God is that He will change them from glory to glory. So what is the guarantee? The guarantee is that they can make it. God will help them. God will see to it that they will make it. Next, another guarantee that we can see that they can really make it till Jesus comes. In verse 8, He will keep you firm to the end. You see that verse? It's really comforting for me. I had been meditating this scripture even before I went to BTS. Some people there know about my story, and God has used this verse already to affirm to me that I will make it to the end. The promise here is God will keep them firm to the end. He will keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God Himself will keep you firm. This is the assurance. In His relationship with God, in His knowledge of who God is, the apostle came to this conclusion. You can make it till Jesus comes. Why? Because He will keep you firm. Firm, strong, able. We will keep you firm, movable to the end. The next question, I think, is, can God deliver this promise? Yeah. Let's see. I have told you these things, Jesus said, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Pandemic and many more. But take heart, be encouraged, be strengthened. I have overcome the world. God overcome not just kings, but all powers of the world. Not just king, not just something, not just a person, but all power of the world. He has overcome. Romans chapter 8. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Oh, we are so familiar with this. But we need to be reminded always, because human heart tends to always forget and maybe take everything relevant. But he said, the conclusion again of Paul, in fact, actually his first discussion is, he called you, he has predestined you, and he called you to be conformed to His Son. And he said, I am convinced. Look at the emotion again. Look at the conclusion again. Hallelujah. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. When I saw my close friend and pastors dying healthy because of COVID, I have this trouble in my mind. And I say, God, we had been praying. And there is promise in the word that when we pray, you will answer us. It really confused me, and it challenged me for many months, actually. So in BTS, I have learned this. When I remember of Dr. Swicky, I will remember this reflections. So I would sit down, and you will hear it from her always. Reflections. So you would sit down and reflect. You promised that you answer prayer. We prayed, I prayed, I cried for my good friend. He's only very young. Why did he die? And then, after days of reflection, there is something, wisdom in me that says, Lito, if you consider death as defeat, then there is problem there. Everybody will die in different means. This time, what if the means of their death this time is this pandemic? Wow. I said, yeah, you're right. And then why didn't you answer the prayer? I said, you promised to answer prayer. Why didn't you answer prayer? I don't know if this struggle to you, but it has been a struggle to me for a few weeks or a few months because of the death of many close persons in my life. And then after days and hours of reflection, in the presence of God, there seems a wisdom again that says, if you force me to answer all that you ask, then you are removing sovereignty from me. And I keep quiet. And I keep quiet. Hallelujah. Now I realize God is sovereign. Deeply I realize God is sovereign and death is not a defeat. It's victory. Hallelujah. So neither death can separate us from the love of God. Next. So that's the promise of the Lord. He can deliver it. He will keep us firm to the end. Why? So that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God will present us the goal of our salvation. The goal of their salvation, our salvation, is to be like Christ. He himself will make it sure this is accomplished before he presents us to the Father. So he said, so that you will be blameless. As we are waiting also, there is still that carnality. But God is working because his promise is before he presents us to the Father, he will perfect us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Usually what we memorize is the verse 12. My dear friends, you have always obeyed not only in my presence, but much more in my absence. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. With fear in the reverence, in the fear in the holiness of God. You work out, you show it up. You show it that you are saved with fear and trembling. Yes. With fear means reverence to his holiness. You do not want to offend the holiness of God. When tempted to do something, then the Spirit reminds you that this is sin. Then with trembling, you will say no to temptations. But in verse 13, it says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act. Meaning to say, as you are desiring to live that life that pleases to the Lord, along the way, you will see your strength not enough. You will see your ability not enough. But the guarantee is this: God also is working in you. Something that you will like. He works in you to will. You will like something that you don't like and to perform something that you cannot perform as a Christian. As a Christian, something you cannot perform by yourself because, hallelujah, of limitations. And God said he will work in you until such time. You will what you don't want to will before, and you will be able to perform what you want, what you cannot perform before. That's why you can make it to the end, because he promised to keep you. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. And then next one. He has called us to be his people, and he promised to keep us to keep them, keep us to the end. And then here is another assurance that we can make it to the end, as they can make it to the end. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first promise, he will keep us. Second, God is faithful. God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ our Lord. First, it was God, or it is God who decided to call you in fellowship to his son. And this God who called us is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. This is that his attribute that no power can make him compromise. He promised to give them, he can. Hallelujah. He chose them to be one with his son. No one can take them away from his hands. God is faithful. Last Sunday, I began to emphasize to the congregations online that from now on, let us a bit change the focus that God, the discussion always is God can be trusted. God is faithful. God can be trusted. Let's change the focus of the discussion a little bit. Man must learn to trust him. It's so hard for people to trust God. It's even Christians, so hard for them to trust God, because the trust in the Lord is always qualified by many experiences. There is a promise like this, but my experience is like this. My experience is like this. The experience of my friends like this. The world is like this. But there is promise. But why is it like this? So somehow our trust in God or for God is affected, forcing us to qualify the trustworthiness of God. I was meditating last night, actually. As I was meditating last night about these things. Now, Lord, there is a scripture like this. It's very clear you said this. But look at what's happening around. How many people are crying and praying, but seemingly things are the same. And then, as I was meditating again, there is the thought in my heart that says, which one you will believe? The experiences? Your experiences? Experiences of your friends? What's happening in the world, or what is stated in my word? And I said, yeah, the word is truth, unchanging. I cannot trust experience. Thank God that he indeed helped us understand. So here it is. Why can't they make it to the end? Why can't you make it to the end? Because God has chosen us. Because he promised to keep us. Because he is faithful, he will never change. Next slide. Let's conclude this. In my church, I preach 1 hour and they enjoy it. But I know this is a chapel hour and this is 25 minutes. Almost there. I am not in the Philippines, I'm in Singapore. Hallelujah. Okay. Singapore time. Their hope, our hope, complete, a perfect hope to escape this world of evil and pain is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the goal of this preaching actually is to assure you that Christ is helping us, is holding us, because we are his children, and that we always depend on his ability to help us. Looking to what's happening around you, you are forced to think, can I make it until he comes? Can I be a good Christian until he comes? Can I finish my study until he comes? As you submit your will to him, he will work in you. He will finish everything. His grace has counted you in his family. He also has promised to keep you firm to the end. And the assurance that he will stand strong, you will stand strong, is that he is faithful. Now you begin to shift your stand, your hope, your faith always in Jesus. In Jesus, He is everything. When I drive, when I walk, wherever I go, I would always say, these things, this life can never be good enough, to cannot do anything better if not you. My future is you, my everything is you. What will happen in this life if not you? So if I die in this pandemic, let it be, but I'm preaching and trusting in you. If you grant me more, a little bit longer life, then let this life be for you. But I trust in you. I know I can make it until you come, because you're holding me. How will I respond to this? I will not focus on my limitations. Yes, I have to save it in God. I face every this challenge on the truth that I am saved. I am the child of the Lord. He will sustain me by His grace. I will face my situations with assurance that He cannot break me, because God has promised to keep me no matter how hard it is, no matter the color, the size, whatever challenge. He promised to keep you. Focus your heart on it. Things, when you face things that seemingly you cannot define where is the direction, the proverb saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Hallelujah. And whatever the challenge will be, you celebrate. I will celebrate on the truth that God is God, and He cannot fail to keep me firm until He comes. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those He has given me, but raise them up at the last days. May the Lord bless us. But before I end, I really pray that this short exhortations will strengthen you for another day or week, or depends on how the Lord will motivate your hearts to this word. Okay, I will show you a few things about me in the slide, I think. Yes, I am a pastor of Living Grace. This is the front of this church. This is with the board. This is during my my ordination, I think. Next, this is the congregation before lockdown. Yeah, next one. Yes, this is the second floor. The congregation there, it's very hot. So the second floor there, there's a preparation for second floor. This is our project, because during summer so hot, so we cannot put in air condition here. There is no air condition because it's tall, and they said you need to put the second floor. So you may mention also in your prayer later, God's miracle for that. Okay, next slide. That's me. This is my first time teaching in the master class, and praise God. The president of this Bible school is always inviting me to teach. Please influence our pastors. But I said, I am a new pastor in your province. Maybe there are in your group there are people qualified to teach than me. No. Please, in this theology subjects, I want you to help me. So he asked me to handle the biblical theology, and it was a blessing. And I was forced to study hard for this subject, so it's I enjoy it. Last one. This is what I do. Yeah, I don't want to be the chairman of this. So it is represented around 15 pastors in the city. So during the election, the president, the director called me. Can you please join the meeting, the election in that in the city, so you can have also an influence those pastors. I don't know. He always say that you also will have influence those pastors. And I said I cannot join the meeting because I have an online appointment, Bible study, discipleship. He said, can you please open yourself for nomination? I said, I can. So I will just join after I finish. So when I finish Bible study, I join the meeting, and there are finishing the meeting also, and they said, oh, the pastors chose you to be their chairman. So here I am leading and trying to influence these people about, I always talk about loving God, healthy pastors, loving God. If you love God, you will learn how to love your congregations, and teach your congregations to love God. And there is no problem for them to respond to the call of God, to the ministry in the church. So that's my always emphasis. Okay, here's my last slide, I think. My prayer request, God will help me with the leaders of this church to disciple this congregation, even in these very challenging situations. God will use me to influence pastors to disciple the congregation also. And presently, actually, we are still on lockdown. It has been for many months. It's really hard. Many members cannot go out for work, some under COVID medication. So what we're doing right now is we are patching up small amount just to help these families. Sometimes I drive through and bring fruits and rice because the whole family cannot go out. It's really challenging. So just, we don't know when this lockdown is over. So just include in your prayer that somehow, even though the lockdown is still here, but the Lord will miraculously help us and assist our some members and other pastors survive. 12 pastors right now are under medication of COVID, including their families. Some cannot go to hospital because there is no place anymore. So it's another challenge in the quarantine in the home. It's really, really sad. So I'm so careful every time I go out. So after the church, I'll go home and we'll go to and just be in the house. Okay, so thank you very much. Well, it's 30 minutes. Thank you very much for having me here. Maybe I will not join in your prayer anymore. Okay, right? So thank you very much again. I appreciate. One moment, please. Just 1 minute. I thank God for BTS. BTS. God prepare. Use BTS to prepare me, a broken person, when I get there. When I remember of Dr. Gary, I would remember always, guys, you are mature enough. No one should tell you why and when you should study. Here in the church, here in the Philippines, even after Sunday I preached, my daughter would see me studying. Study again, every day study. Wow, that has become my life. That has become my life. And when I remember Dr. Swiki, I would remember reflection. Reflect why things happening. So it has become part of my life. When I remember Dr. Fong, wow, the gentleness there. One time I was doing this paper, and then the professor would always say, write your own. And being novice to papers, I said, how in the world I can write my own when everything I can write is said already in many books? How can I do that? And I have the struggle. And one time I shared this to Dr. Fong, and he said, Lito, gather this. You want to gather the pro and against. And maybe in the last paragraph or half page of the paper, you put your own. How you understand these things, to all these insights or written in those books, and then everything is your paper. I said, thank you, Dr. Fong. So, but last one, I think I would not be able to graduate BTS without Pastor Annie. I am so happy to be in BTS during her time. Oh, she is so tough, rebukes me and corrects me strong, but I can feel love there. Oh, hallelujah. The love and the generosity. And I am so blessed to be in the BTS in her time. And I pray that she will always be a blessing to the students there. I don't know. I heard that she is retiring. Okay, so thank you, Winlock. Thank you, students. And I pray that pretty soon I will be able to visit the BTS. God bless you. Thanks for having me.